This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush will address the nation from the Oval Office tonight. It's something the president has done only a few times before, and all of those speeches were on the subject of war and the fight against terrorism. Tonight's address is expected to be on another matter, immigration. Joining me now is NPR News analyst Koki Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There have been so many previews of this speech. Are there likely to be any surprises? Do we know everything?
Well, the White House might come up with some surprise tonight, I suppose. But the thrust of the speech is certainly expected to be the president calling for thousands of National Guard troops to secure the borders. Now, this is part of a whole get tough strategy that the new White House team seems to be endorsing, and it's aimed at pleasing conservatives in and out of the Congress. Already before the president even makes this speech, it's controversial. He reportedly received a phone call from the president of Mexico, and President Fox expressed his concerns, and President Bush is reported to have said to him that this is not an effort to militarize the border. And it's already controversial in the Senate, where the immigration bill is coming back for further debate. Senator Chuck Hagel, a Republican of Nebraska, said the military is already stretched to the limit, that there is no way that the National Guard can take on another huge task like this, that National Guard's units have been sent repeatedly to Iraq and that they are played out. He was answered by Senator Frist, who essentially said that that's a weak need. But the fact is, of course, Renee, there already are National Guard troops at the border. The governor of Arizona, a Democratic governor, Janet Napolitano, asked for beefing up, plans to beef up the Arizona Guard at her border. And we've seen concerns along the border of Democratic governors about what's going on their borders. So I think that this is going to be, by and large, a pretty popular move.
In the past, the president has been very clear that he wants a guest worker program. Is he abandoning this idea?
No, I think that part of the idea here is that by coming out on the border security part of the equation, that he will please some of the, as I said, conservatives in the Congress, show the members of the House who have already passed a very tough border security bill that he is paying attention to them while trying to get his guest worker provisions into the Senate bill and try to get some sort of compromise there and then get the legislative achievement of an immigration bill. That's the goal here.
And Koki, at the same time that the president is preparing what is expected to be a get tough speech, the First Lady is on the airwaves sounding conciliatory.
She has been every place, and of course the excuse of Mother's Day was there yesterday, but she's wildly popular, Renee, and she was talking about women's education in Iraq and Afghanistan and helping with schools on the Gulf Coast. She was asked on ABC if she was a feminist, and she said, of course I am. So there's a certain amount of reaching out to the middle and to independents and moderates that the First Lady is doing while the president is trying to talk to the conservative base. Even more interesting in some ways is the interviews over the last couple of weeks by Mary Cheney, the vice president's daughter, at the same time that we're hearing that the Republicans are planning a campaign based on getting out the conservative vote and talking about the amendment on gay marriage, against gay marriage. Mary Cheney is out saying that she is very much against that amendment and almost left the presidential campaign over it. So a lot of sort of mixed messages coming out of the White House team.
Koki, thanks very much. NPR's news analyst, Koki Roberts.